Blog Talk Radio.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us, how he loves us all. Oh. And he is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
Welcome to your place. And remember, if you're listening for the first time, just press 1 to join in the conversation. Well, there's so many Blog Talk shows available for you to listen to, and we want to thank you for taking the time to friend our show page. We want to cover some of the basics of the premise of this show and get your feedback to that process. And now, without further ado, here's our host, Swell Bill.
Yodelay!
Wow.
That wasn't me.
Can I attest to that?
Yes, that was not me. Well, we do want to thank everyone for listening to our show. I had planned on looking back to find out what the actual starting date was that we started this. But there are several things that over a period of time that we've learned and we're finding out about the show, and, you know, we want to kind of go back over that. For starters, for those of you that are listening online, there is a chat room that you can go to, and we do try to keep up with that, where you can post your information on there if you don't want to come on the radio live, and we will be able to, you know, make sure that whatever it is you want to say can be covered. Also, if you have something to say or comment, all you have to do is push 1 on your phone, and don't freak out because that doesn't put you live on the air. All that does is show up on Starla's board that there's someone that has a comment, and then she has a choice. She can either identify you by the last 4 numbers of your phone, or she can actually communicate with you and find out who you are, see what it is you got to say, and then, you know, sort of kind of announce you, you know, before she actually, you know, just like, you know, hey, 887, you're live, you're on the air. You know, she can actually go to you and, you know, find out who you are and, you know, see if you got any questions to ask her before you actually go on. And then also, yeah, and sometimes we just act like you didn't even raise your hand. So we get so carried away talking, we're not looking at the screen. Yeah. Mostly when Starla's having computer problems, which she has this thing, I think if she could touch a radio antenna on a car, that your radio would not probably play any music. She does have a tendency to have major, minor malfunctions when it comes to sometimes with the things with the computer. But I can attest that I've had those things happen. Usually in the first 30 seconds before it's time for the show to start, you're finding that you have no control of anything. So that's always a lot of fun. And then we'll get Joy to explain it to us. We have another way that you can actually call into the show, and that's where you can use Skype. And Skype, from what I understand, is where you can actually speak through your computer without actually using a telephone at all, but it shows up on our board, I think actually with a phone number. So I'm not sure how that actually works. But, Joy, you're there. Can you explain to everybody how the Skype works and how important it is to watch your volume levels and things?
No, but I love you. Do you want me to call in that way and then see if there's something that I remember about it? I think there's probably people who use Skype. They probably understand it. That does weirdly sound like it's you, by the way. You as a yodeler. You want me to come in that way and see if I see anything?
No, I just remember that you've done it before, and I thought you could just kind of go through the basics. I know that we had an issue that we found out real quick that if you turn your volume up all the way on your Skype, that it doesn't work well on this end at all. That we get you either as like a buzz or your every other word was coming through and some things like that.
Better for some people. Like whenever I talk to Renee, I've talked to her on Skype, and I have to use earphones. I don't know if that's got something to do with, because she said when she talks to Pete, that doesn't happen. So I don't know if that happens to everybody or if that was just something that was going on with me. I've only used Skype 3 or 4 times, and it's been a long time, so I'm sorry to drop the ball on that. But I remember it being easy. I think, Starla, are you seeing the chat room and all of that right now? I think that when you're on the page, I'm not doing it through the computer today. I'm just doing it through the phone. But I remember there just being something to click on. If I was on the Blog Talk page that said I could call through Skype, and I just clicked on it.
Yeah, I'm not
with
the
new switchboard. We don't have the same thing that everybody else sees.
Won't change the chat room, and I don't even know how to get there.
Uh-oh. You click on chat.
Just click on chat as co-host. I clicked on chat, and it says chat as co-host, and I clicked on that, and it doesn't do anything.
Huh. Maybe Blog Talk's having issues. I can certainly relate to what you said, Wild Bill, about that adrenaline rush that comes with 3 seconds until the show starts. Everything goes down. You can't see anything. You're just trying to fly black and I can't get it to come up. I'm trying to get the page to come up to see if I would see that Skype thing, but I don't. Let's see. I'm clicking on it from the Facebook page. Aren't you glad I'm here to help you?
you're just full of information tonight. I just don't know how anybody could actually survive without it.
It's going to be a sound effect kind of night, Starling.
Well, he's in a playful mood, I think.
Actually, I'm in one of those moods that goes beyond comprehension. While they're trying to look at the information on Skype, we also want to explain that there's a reason that this show is called Your Place. And the mindset when Joy called and mentioned Blog Talk Radio to us, and we put this site together, it was intended to where pretty much every topic was open for discussion. It wasn't going to be one of those things where, you know, we were going to all of a sudden, if you wanted to talk, say, about politics or religion or anything like that, that we were, you know, the two major no-nos, we were going to leave it open to discuss anything. But one thing we want to make clear is that 9 times out of 10, the show will have a religious connotation to it. And that's based on the fact that, you know, it's my relationship with God, and everything in my life, you know, has a major portion of it centered in my faith in God. And so no matter where I'm at on something, that aspect of it's always going to be there. So as I share my opinions or we have discussions on things, you know, that's what we're going to do. We also leave it open for people to have guest speakers that are interested in speaking on the show. All you got to do is send us an email. We used to get tons of email from our military, and as I was sharing with someone earlier today, I think that they have mostly gotten back home. And I'm so thankful for that. And so I'm sure they're taking care of family interests and things that's catching up on from being gone, and which I can understand that. He understands what I'm doing. Easy, kitty, easy. Easy, kitty. Yeah, my family rescued a cat that has somehow or another thinks it's adopted itself into the home, and I actually had someone want to take it today, and anyway, do what?
Who wanted to take the cat?
The people that's got the shop, they had a cat that had been here for 8 years, and it had died. They got a room for it upstairs where it can get in outside on its own and everything, and they were going to take it. But anyway, weather was bad, and I had a ton of things that my last 2 days were nothing like what I planned on to be. Sort of like sometimes how this show works out. You think you know exactly where everything's going to go. Songs won't play, videos won't play, DVDs won't play, and so you're like, okay, I guess that's not the direction that we were supposed to go into. I heard Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry. By the way, the link that you put on Facebook was wrong, but I just now put the right one on there. That's why it wasn't going through.
Oh, blame it on me. I see how you are.
Well, if the shoe fits and whatnot. Let me see. No, I'm not seeing the Skype thing. Here's the chat room, though.
3, 2, 1.
And we just blew up Joy Bell's because she was getting smart with the host.
Okay. That's not very nice.
She's really bored.
Yeah, with the new system they put up, it's not the same here. I do have a thing to where I can actually use Skype, you know, as far as calling out to people that are going to be guest speakers and things like that. But other than that, I don't, you know. And once it goes live, that disappears for me. So.
Well, I'm glad I could be so much help with it.
Well, I just don't know what we could do without you.
I could have let you know that I'm not a Skype expert. That would have helped, wouldn't it? See, I can't even. I'm not signed on in my name. I see your little devil face in the chat room, though. We used to get some pretty lively stuff going on in the chat room. No pun intended.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of people that go in there, hardly anymore. And it's, you know, we've kind of developed into a thing of the show has not been open to a lot of guest speakers. I mean, we have it open. I'm not wording that right. But we don't have, you know, that, you know, influx of people with, you know, comments and things. And there again, a lot of that, I believe, was my military. you know, that, you know, there again, you know, I can understand being back home after being deployed. The last thing I'd want to do is be sitting in front of my computer or a telephone, you know. I'd want to be at McDonald's or something with my family or something, you know, different than this. But we're still getting a ton of hit in our archives of our show. So that's why I wanted to go ahead and go through the basics to explain that you can email us, you can contact us through the page itself. And I had some people ask me one time, I said, well, I don't believe it like exactly like some of the things that you say in our church. You know, could someone from our church or our pastor speak in it? And I'm like, sure. You know, we'll be polite and we'll hear what they have to say. And, you know, we'll let people open up for different opinions. And, you know, because there's a lot of things that we can learn about the differences in people. But more than that, we all have something in common. And so if we learn to lock in on the positives, we can all grow on the things that we make into negatives to where they may not be quite as negative as we thought they were. And as Blog Talk Mom used to say, we're all in the same boat here. And so it doesn't make a lot of sense to be shooting holes in the bottom of it, because if it goes down, we all go down.
Exactly.
I can't believe I had the wrong link on here. But I didn't bring my glasses down here, so it's possible that I just couldn't see. I'm getting blind in my old age.
That's your first mistake of 2012?
Going blind?
No, just putting the wrong... Don't make me talk and type things at the same time. Lord knows what'll happen. I think we should make Starla talk like you either.
Okay, first I want to call cool. That's the first mistake you've made in 2012?
You haven't been keeping up with them, have you, Starla?
Well, I haven't counted all of them. Meow.
I think I got a bee flying around my head.
Yeah. Let's hear from Blog Talk Mom. I think you have too much time on your hands.
That sounds like a good song.
Yeah, I thought we were maybe getting the 10 plagues coming out of Egypt or something. Now, that made me wonder about the cat.
Sorry.
What are you doing, Joy?
Wow. Oh, my Lord. Mute me. I'm getting an ad.
We're going to give everybody instructions. I think we need to practice.
We might have, should have had a practice run, huh?
I think
there.
I'm hearing an echo.
We are happy people. Yes, we Boy, Wild Bill, when you said you weren't really ready and didn't know what the show was going to be about, I didn't know you meant it quite this literally.
Man.
Do we have any new people called in, Starla? Because they need to know this isn't normally how we do it, how we roll.
Well, somebody that I haven't noticed called in for a long time has called in, and Sister Kaiser's here.
Well, hopefully they both know that this isn't our normal modus operandi.
Well, Starla keeps a sheet of paper where she can tell who everybody is. I don't know how she keeps up with that, but that's one of those things about 10 minutes
sheet
before
paper.
The show. Who moved my paper?
Well, most of them I can remember now.
She's really good with numbers.
Yeah, it's been a while. Sister Kaiser?
Go ahead.
Sister Kaiser?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Can't you tell?
I'm telling you right now. You know what I think is a lack of communication, you reckon?
It could be too much communication.
Hey, let me share this with you right quick while we're figuring around what you're going to do. I picked this up in the newspaper yesterday. It calls Hagar the Horrible. He's always out fighting a war somewhere, and his wife's at home. And so it says here, he came home, and she said, "How was it?" Very pleasant. The look on her face is real happy. And he turns around and says, "Are you kidding? We were beaten into battle. I broke my sword. I lost my shield. Then I had to fight my way back to my boat. And a bad storm hit and the boat sank. And I had to swim 5 miles to shore. And I barely escaped with my life. And all you want to know is, how was it?" She said, "I meant, how was the lunch I packed for you?" Kind of extreme. But sometimes that's what happens. People just have a lack of communication or miscommunication.
That's true. You would think that everyone would just be able to comprehend where you're coming from and just jump right on in there and pick up the slack, but it's not always that way. But, you know, that's life, so to speak.
My mother would talk to someone, and I had a habit of telling me this, and I would nod my head. She says, "Linda, I can't hear your head rattle. Talk to me."
My mom never said that. She could hear our head rattle whenever we shake our head. We had a couple extra marbles floating around in there. I do want to share something. You know, I talk a lot about the things I've learned from fortune and different aspects of things. And I ended up running into a man that I had met about 13 years ago. And at that time, I was living in a house that the bathroom floor was a concrete slab that was busted. The bathtub had so much iron stain in it that it just looked like something that came out through the Civil War on the side that lost. And the toilet didn't look much better. And I remember we first moved in there, and our kids were in that bathroom like, "Where are we going to take a bath?" They're like, "Surely this is not the facilities we have to use." And I was going to different business people. I was working with a nonprofit I was trying to get put together at that time. And somehow we got in touch with this man, and he was super nice to invite us into his office, and he donated us a couple of his older computers that he had in a closet they weren't using anymore, and sat down with us and talked a little bit, and we were talking about the program, and just out of the blue, we were sitting at kind of a small table. He took mine and Starla's hands and wanted to pray, and in his prayer it turned into a prophecy, to where he prophesied about us, we were going to get a home and how things were going to change, you know, in our lives. Now, I don't remember all the aspects of everything that was said, but, you know, that was one of the things that sticks out in your mind when you're living like we were living, the concept of having a home. But what's really unique about this is this man was a mortgage loan specialist. He had people coming from all over the United States because he had found something outside the box that made it to where he was able to get loans through that nobody else could get through. But you would think that what he was going to say there is that he was going to have us fill out an application, he was going to try to help us find a home and do our financing for us, but none of that happened. But it's so funny how God works. It wasn't one of those things to where he could take credit for what he said. It wasn't like you said, you know, "Hey, you're going to get a house," and he got his pen and paper and slide rule down and map and figured out a way to make it happen. He said those things and didn't work with us in any shape, form, or fashion on trying to put a loan package together. And it was right out a year later or less that we ended up in this beautiful home that we're in right now. And it was really funny. Just the other day, he just jumped in my mind two or three times when I was praying about things, and then I ran across a billboard. And it just flashed up for a minute, and I saw a name on there. And, you know, I called Starla. I'm like, you know, "That guy that we worked with on the house and everything, was his name, you know, John Jubilee?" And she's like, "Yeah, that is." And like, wow, what a good spiritual name, Jubilee. I mean, you know, you couldn't ask for nothing better than that. So I called him the other day to see if I could, you know, show him what we're doing with Fortune. And I wanted to get, because this man is an expert in banking, I wanted to get his insight into it as well as to see if he would help me. And to make a long story short, when we got there, the Lord has shown him something that I still don't totally comprehend on a way to help people. There's a natural blueprint in all of us in the way we're made as to what is our normal weight, where we're the most healthy and things like that. And you know, that's everybody thinks they got the best science on what to do and the best workout program, and you know, it's a $1 trillion industry on weight control. I mean, it's not no big surprise to anybody. But he has come across a program, and he showed me a videotape where he had people that, I mean, and I'm not just trying to gross you guys out, but he had a picture of a man with his shirt off that had man boobs and had just rolls of fat hanging out from underneath his arms and off of his back. And then he showed me a video of that same man 88 days later, and the man looked awesome. I mean, it looked like something that someone would have taken some kind of magic eraser thing and touched the photograph up. Impossible for one of those things to happen. It wasn't a bunch of hanging loose skin for all the weight had gone. And this program is developed to where it's something to where it has nothing to do with losing. You know, when I worked with the football players, one of the biggest problems that they had in working out was that they could lose as much muscle as they do fat in working out. And that's where the supplements came in to help put enough nourishment there so that they weren't actually, you know, breaking down body, you know, muscle that they didn't want to break down. And so I don't really understand exactly all the details of this. And I read some of the testimonials on his website, and it's amazing the progress he's had on this. And from this, God has opened doors for him to be able to, I mean, people wanted him to be on the show called The Biggest Loser, to actually be one of the trainers on there to help people. They're talking about him coming on Oprah. They're talking about Dr. Phil. I mean, the doors are opening for this man all over the place. He went to help somebody else, was at a meeting, and had somebody that during a break where he just went to the break room to check on some things of his own because he was bored, met a man that came and sat down and talked to him, and come to find out this is the man who actually built the websites for eBay and for AT&T when they first went to the web. And he's pretty much the godfather of internet websites. I mean, he's the guru. Most of the things people know is what he invented. And he told this man that he wanted to build his website for him when he put this business format together on the internet. I mean, all these things are falling in place. And he was sharing how that he felt that God had brought me there for a reason. And I know I'm kind of dragging this out a little bit, but it was one of those things. It was an all-day thing, so I mean, it was one of those things I could really talk a lot about. But he went back to some things in the Bible that I had never really thought of, and we talk about these things a lot, but it's like, you know, Joy said the other day, you know, you can sort of see things, but you're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. It's the part that's underneath the water. You know it's there, and you know there's more to it, but you can't really see what it is. You know, it's not like you got this built-in radar. But he was talking about that most people or everyone should keep a journal. And he said the reason for that is that you can, looking back, you can see the direction and where the training that you've been going through to help you to be sufficient for whatever it is that God wants you to do. And he said a lot of it is based on your desire. You know, he really pushed it. You know, God listens. He hears. You know, he wants you to have the desires of your heart. And he used for an illustration on Joseph. You know, and how Joseph was in prison for 14 years. And, you know, a lot of times they don't talk about how long Joseph was in prison. You know, we hear the story, you know, we make it sound like it was a 4 or 5 week thing. You know, he got brothers took him, sold him into slavery, ended up rising as the cream of the crop out where he was. And then a woman accused him of things that were not true, and he ended up in prison. Then he ended up coming out and being the salvation of his family because of being able to have control over the food during a time of famine that came across the land, which, you know, God wasn't surprised by any of this. He knew it was going to happen. And so all this was preparation for Joseph. And, you know, just the whole thought of him being in the king's prison, he was able to hear from people that were in the king's household that had been thrown in prison for whatever reason. They all had things that he could learn from the operations of the thing of the king's house. And so it wasn't like when he came out, he didn't have a clue how everything worked. You know, he had already been, you know, working with his father on keeping up with the crops and the sheep and things like that. And then here he goes. And so it all just fit together to look at, you know, how he was prepared for what was to happen. Of course, the other side of that the man brought out was, you know, if God sat down and said, okay, now this is how your life's going to plan out. You're going to spend 14 years in prison. You're going to be sold into slavery. But you're going to be able to save your whole family, you know, if this happens. how many of us would be willing to go through those things? You know, because it has no meaning just hearing it in advance because none of the circumstances are there. But I know that I wouldn't want to voluntarily go into 14 years of prison. And you know, you've heard Sister Kaiser and Blog Talk Mom talk about different things that has come their way in their lives that, you know, you were like, why? You know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. Why are these things here? But once again, there's something else coming down the road that we're not aware of, but God is, and he's getting us prepared for whatever that is. And so when we walk on that kind of faith, there's just no telling, well, there's no telling where we'll end up, but what we do know for sure that it's always going to work for our good. And that's the part to where it's really, really hard to let go. And we talk about process on this show a lot. And when I talk about process, I mean the process as we as individuals go through in maturing and growing and the things that make us who we are in our personality and how we develop from being, as Starla says, I'm going on 12 years old. I think I'm finally getting close to being 20, maybe. But, you know, it's part of this that, it's all part of the process as to what we do. And the things that come our way change us, whether we realize it or not. Just like I had no clue just how I knew how dramatic it was for me when Consolidated Freightways went out of business. I mean, I had worked really hard. Me and my sleeper partner, we were the number two sleeper team there as far as income earners. And, you know, I really, you know, tried to do all I could do in my job. And, you know, there was a lot of time we took an extra trip that kept us away from home. But it was all working towards when we got enough seniority to where we could make a run where we went to Memphis and back every day and be home every day. And it was getting close to that point. Here we had a new house. We had new cars. You know, my kids called Home Depot, the H store, because usually on Sunday afternoons we were in there and I was trying to see if there was something else I needed to change with the house or something. And it was, life was good. It wasn't easy, but it was good. And then all of a sudden when it's gone, it's really hard to explain, and I think it may be a little different for men than it is for women, the aspects of emotionally what that does to you. I didn't have a clue as to. It was like a deep injury. It was like if you ever had a real deep bruise that, you know, it just takes a long, long time to heal. Well, this was one of those things that didn't just take a long, long time to heal, but in the process, I had put up barriers over that so that nothing else could really get to me and hurt me. In the process, I got to where I really wasn't feeling things, and it wasn't getting down to the real me of who I was or had been before all this happened. And so, you know, some of these things I've shared with, you know, being involved with these people in Fortune and hearing their stories about almost committing suicide and losing almost everything or losing everything they had and how, you know, this company's helped turn their life around and hearing this from the platform, you know, it was like peeling away painfully at just a layer at a time. And as the man I was talking to, he said, the reason that is because you see part of yourself in those people. You know, you can relate to what they went through. And you want to relate to the part of coming out the other side. And to be honest, we're still we're in the middle of the storm up here financially. We're not on the downward slope under the spout where all the blessings are coming out as far as money. But we are blessed in so many other ways. I got to see most of my grandkids during Christmas. And, you know, they're healthy and they seem to be doing well. And my children seem to be, you know, doing, you know, fairly well. Some of them still have some issues I need to work through. But, you know, they're healthy. They're alive. You know, they're not out there, you know, addicted to drugs and laying in the sewer and, you know, not been maimed or and not had nothing, you know, super drastic happen to them that they can't recover from. And so when you look at those things and you start counting your blessings, you realize just what is important in life. And as Paul Orbison said, you know, when you find out you got cancer and they tell you got months to live, all of a sudden it's real easy to place the proper value on things in life. But the other part of that I still have a hard time comprehending is him saying that the best thing that ever happened to him was, you know, being told he had cancer. I cannot in my mind comprehend that. And as I shared with someone the other day, I'm a little bit one of those pictures. You can't draw an outline of something and just kind of like hint something to me. You have to be pretty direct. You need to color the picture in so I know exactly what it is you want to talk about. I'm not one of those that can just automatically perceive where someone's coming from. I do have a thing to where I can feel other people's emotions, and so I can lock in on where they're coming from with that. But as far as just this comprehension of just all of a sudden having the answer, that's not there for me. But this man told me, he said, you know, you need to look back and figure out what is it that you want. Tell God what you want. All these things have built you up for something. You know, what is it that you want? What is it you see that you've been prepared to do? And there again, me and my picture, I can't see it. The only thing that I saw in there that I've always really enjoyed, and it wasn't so much the monetary part of it, I've always enjoyed helping people. I enjoyed that part of it in law enforcement. I enjoyed the reaching out, doing the crime prevention education programs in the schools, and actually working with some of the senior citizen programs and things. I've enjoyed the radio show. I look back when we first started, where we had the family calling in, and the mother was dying with cancer, and you know we were trying to be there in prayer and supportive, and our military people that were, you know, trying to grab hold of something from home that had some sort of, you know, something to do with God, you know, in the format of the show. You know, they were emailing us, and we actually had a few that had called in. It just worked out right that they had phone time at the same time that the show was on. And, you know, those things, they mean a lot to you. You can't place a value on those things to be able to touch someone's life. And I don't know where this is going to go with me and Mr. Jubilee, but I told him, I said, you should have been a preacher with a name like that. Here's the Reverend Jubilee. But anyway, he feels that we're going to do something together, and he's not real sure what. And I know for a fact that what God has blessed him to have the knowledge. And you have to understand, this is not a scientist. This is not a college graduate. This is a man who was blessed to come across something in mortgage banking that made him heads above everybody else, that people were coming from all over this country to come and get with him, to pay him, to train him what they were doing, what he was doing. And all of a sudden, he just has this miracle program. It's not one of those things to where you got to work yourself after death, and you don't have to starve yourself. And like I say, it's not, these people are not having like tons of loose skin hanging off of them after all the weight loss. It's a real miracle, whatever it is that God's blessed him with. Of course, the other side of that is it's $2,500 is what he's charging people for this. And I was telling him, I really like to be a part of what he's doing, but for me to write a check for $2,500 means that I'd have to basically not make a house payment for 2 months. It's not something I could just go take from the bank account and not, you know, impact everybody here in my home. And he's feeling like this is a ministry. And I don't know where this is going to go, but I do know that God is aware of everything, and I'm not going to open or shut any doors on my own. And, you know, I have some things, some words that I shared with him, and, you know, we just got to wait and see where this goes. But one thing for sure, if we allow God to be in control on anything and everything in our life, it's going to work out for our good. And this man is going to become a multimillionaire off of this. And, you know, if it's meant for me to be a part of it, I'm hoping he's generous with the wealth. No. But seriously, it's, you know, because of the fact of being able to help people. But I see this. I really haven't had a chance to discuss this whole vision with him, and I brought some different things for him to look at today because, you know, if he looks at it as a ministry, I know when I look at the Bible, it's not for whosoever can afford salvation. It's not for whosoever, you know, has the money to do the things to get blessings from God. It's for whosoever will. And so I see if this is going to be a ministry with him, then there's going to have to be some sort of adaptation so that anybody, you know, can take advantage of this and needs it. And I can't remember where I read something not long ago that we're one of the worst countries of the civilized world that has the obesity problem that we have, especially in children. They say it's turning into an epidemic here in the United States. So there's some real issues there. And that's not what this show is to be about. We're just trying to cover the basics of how our show works. But there again, every now and then we have what we call a potpourri. We open it up to where if you have a topic you want to discuss and just throw out there, it could be a prayer request. You know, we're pretty open to put those things in. And we have been known to be on a topic – and have our normal format in place, and things kind of change over, you know, either because of some electronic malfunction, we can't get something to play or nothing to work. And we just kind of go with the flow, and we'll take it that, you know, that's not where we're supposed to go. And then when someone comes up with something that's a little bit different, we'll jump right in there and go in that direction. And that's sort of the basis of the show. We call this Your Place because we want it to be like you're sitting around your family dining room table and you're just having a discussion. And someone made a comment that it couldn't be our dining room table because it'd be like World War III when our family all got together towards the end of it. I'm just playing there. That's not really true much. You know, during the holidays, I can remember a few things to where towards the end of it, it's, I don't know if it was somebody's past their bedtime or what, but I think that's just the thing when you get a group of people together and the dynamics of, you know, everyone wanting their attention and to be part of something. Well, I've rattled on here. Joy Bells, did you come up with the information on the Skype and how it works for people when you use it to call in?
Yes, actually. When you're on the Blog Talk page, like if you wanted to listen to the show through the computer, right up where it's got the phone number in case you want to call in, it's got a little blue thing with a white S on it, and that means Skype. So if you click on that, you can call in through Skype. One of the problems was I didn't have Skype on this computer, so it wasn't reading it, I don't think. But who use Skype a lot will, they'll know that. And that's also something, this is probably not the time to have this discussion, but we could get into, I know some people who do Blog Talk, it can be like a television show. Like if you do it through Skype, we can actually be seeing you, and then when you bring callers on, people who watch through the computer can see the people. Or if you had a product you wanted to show or any kind of little video or PowerPoint or something that you've done, you can show it through there too. We could get even fancier than we already are if we wanted to.
Now you're getting up above my noodle. I don't know if I could do that. Someone told me that I could actually get a camera on this computer, and people could actually set it up with it being a blog page and actually set up a video thing on the side of it to where you're actually watching as we do it. So I didn't know if that was true or not. So
it is true. And I think you would probably
think
that
I
would be
I want nobody looking at me while I'm kicked back in my easy chair up here and drinking Cherry Coke and watching Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, I know. I'm in my robe and sitting curled up on my bed. I don't think I'd want a picture involved with the situation either.
We'll put a camera on Starla and let everybody look at her.
Starla and Blog Talk Mom, they can be our cuties.
Yep, that'll work. Boy, I saw her microphone come on just then when I said that.
I'm ready to defend myself.
We can see you. You know that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Blog Talk Mom's been quiet.
Am I on there?
Nope.
Yes.
We hear you.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Miss Jubilee starts a ministry, Sister Lively wants to get it on. But we couldn't lose with Jubilee and Lively. Hey,
well, you can't lose with the stuff y'all use. Sorry.
That's right. I really like what Wild Bill was saying. I feel like God is, even though we are playing around a lot, that he is definitely sending a message out in the program today about the process. We sing a song, Timothy Spell sings it, Joy Bells, and but it's when God unfolds the rose, you know, the process, he always gets it right. When the petals are in place, oh, what a beautiful sight. But if we try to help it, we never will appreciate it. We have to accept it. And nature teaches us, like when God unfolds a rose, when in our life, He will make everything. He promised He would. All things will work together for our good if we'll just trust Him and love Him and live for Him. And He wants us to love Him and be happy and enjoy Him. I like what Wild Bill said about his counting his blessings, even though everything's not just absolutely like the perfect picture. But I tell you what, we have a lot every moment of our life to be grateful for, don't we?
Yes,
right.
Even financially. None of us are hungry. And, you were talking about that just the other day, how even financially, we don't have anything to complain about compared to a lot of people. We've got so much to be grateful for, just that we all have food.
I'm so happy I can just yodel.
That sounds like you, believe it or not. It really.
I know it.
I think maybe you yodeled somewhere along. Sister Kaiser had a funny story, and what's funny is she tried to share her story with me, and I never did catch on to it. And I tried to share my funny story with her, and she never did catch on to it. So can I tell y'all what mine was?
How about you going to say you're going to let her tell her so we can see what was funny about it? But, yeah, go ahead.
She told her. That's what she told about communication. Okay, mine is this lady asked her husband to go to the store and get a gallon of milk, and if there's any eggs, get six. So he comes back, and he's got 6 gallons of milk. And she says, what are you doing with 6 gallons of milk? And he says, well, they had eggs. Oh, I love it.
Did they all get it?
Did anybody get it? They got it. They're laughing, Sister Kaiser. Hope they're laughing. It's, they got it.
Okay, explain it.
Oh, no.
Star, are you sick?
Hey, Joy. Are
you, huh? What?
Joy.
My phone is acting up.
Joy.
Can you hear me?
Joy Bells.
Joy Bells.
I'm answering, but I don't know why y'all can't hear me.
Here, I got
we was hearing an echo thing off your computer there for a second, but we couldn't hear you.
Is it me? Because I've had, for the longest time, had my thing muted because it just sounds like I'm hearing a bunch of garble and
yeah,
something clicking a lot.
A lot of cracking and popping and static. It's like my sneezing in the line all the time. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hearing that too. But I only unmuted myself when Sister Kaiser said my name.
Oh, I was going to tell you. The Arctic, the only way they can communicate is through Skype. And so it's a very, very, they just got that like in the last 2 years. But that's real good for them because they have such limited communication.
Yeah, I can imagine that they're excited to have it. I know, like, Renee loves it because, where you know, her boyfriend is a pilot, and so he's already always all over the world, and it's free. You can call anybody anywhere on Skype free.
Well, my sister outside, we have a friend, and she started a ministry in Jackson area.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's in Dallas area. But we saw her at the little business. They have a little thrift store. We went there and saw her on a Skype. So it's really handy.
It's really cool. And like the person that I've used it most with, but it's obviously been a while because I didn't even have it on this computer, but was Renee. And it's if it's somebody that you love and you don't get to see them very often, it's a lot more fun than a phone call to actually get to see them face to face and have the conversation. But, of course, you can use Skype and not use the picture part. But the picture part's what's so cool.
Well, I have to say this. You're talking about being able to see people. You know, once again, fortune comes to the rescue. Here I come to save the day. No. I guess I could have put the Mighty Mouse in there, couldn't I? But anyway, we have a phone service where you can actually have your phone home phone set up to where it actually has a screen on it to where you can actually, you know, see people and they can see you while you're talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
Right.
Yeah,
iPhone,
but I don't make money off everybody else having it.
I don't know how they make money off Skype. Well, there are paid versions of it you can get, but the free one's fine. It's got everything you need.
Sounds like it. Oh, we did have a new release that came out through Fortune Aid that I'm really, really, really excited about. And everyone's aware of all these things that's happening where kids on the Internet are being harassed and mistreated and some of them committed suicide and they've proven how there are sexual predators out there that say that they're someone of the same age and act like they're one of the kids' friends, and they make contact with them and then talk about meeting them somewhere, and then we never see the kids again. Well, we have a new monitoring service called Social Shield, and they worked on this in Canada for the last several years. mostly there because it's a smaller market. And this has been perfected and it's now available here in the United States. And the cost of it's very, very reasonable. And it's where you can, it actually goes in and it sets up certain things. And it's not something you download to your computer. I don't really understand this, but on the internet they call it the cloud, where everything comes through and goes to everything, and it goes to your internet, your iPhones, and everything. But because of that, this actually sits in the cloud, and you puts in your information on there, and any keywords, or if your child has someone that's their friend that's not friends with the other friends, you know, that would be something a little abnormal, it picks up on these things and it sends email alerts to the parents. It could be as much as some language that's not quite right compared to everything else, or directing them to websites they shouldn't be going to. And it's one of those things that is really going to make a huge difference in people feeling secure about their children being on the internet. And I'm just so glad that we were able to, as part of this company had approached Fortune to do this. And like I say, they had to work out all the bugs and everything of the system up in Canada first before they allowed it to be part of our menu here. But I think it was just released today. So if you go to my website, it's fhtmus.com/risingstar and then the number 1, you can click on Social Shield and it shows you a video as to what it actually, you know, what it can do. And it's one of those things that just, it's in this day and time with children and their accessibility to the internet through their smartphones and things, this is going to be something that a lot of people can really take advantage of. It'd be a good present to give for children and grandchildren or whatever. So, okay, I'm off the Fortune advertising page.
Could you put that information on the computers, if, because it's or repeat it or something?
I think, I know I posted, you know, I have a Facebook page called Team Rising Star.
Okay.
Did I put it on Facebook? I thought I did.
Yep.
I sent it to Reverend Henson, you know, for him to be able to use it with his Christian school. And so it should show up on your Facebook page. I actually was able to find the video and post it so everybody could see that this is now available. So this is one of those things that, you know, I plan on going to computer stores, definitely plan on getting with the schools and making it available, maybe putting some flyers out and things. It's not one of those things that, you know, I'm going to get rich off of, and that's not what the purpose of this is. But I do want it to be to where people can take advantage of this service. And this is one of those things that, you know, I think everyone can make use of, especially school teachers. You know, they can pretty much spot the children that are having problems. Although, one of the testimonies I was reading through their information up in Canada, there was a family, they got an email alert from this company that said that their son had used the word suicide in 2 or 3 comments that he had made just kind of off the wall. And they had no clue that this child was unhappy. They didn't know there was any issues in his life. But they were able to intervene before anything happened. And just to know, I mean, it wouldn't matter to me what it cost to know that there was something there. And these parents are friending their kids. You know, they see everything that pops up on their page, but there's so much what looks like this stupid information that shows up that you don't see it. And also the messaging service, that didn't show up on their wall. You know, so they can't see what you're saying on there. But this service sits in the cloud. It monitors every aspect of it. And so it was able to catch that and notify these parents. So this is going to be one of those things that's really, really going to be awesome for parents, you know, trying to monitor their kids. And I really thought about getting it so I can monitor Starlin and see what she's doing on the internet too.
Bad.
Yeah,
bad.
We need that.
And it takes all of the questions out of it, though. If somebody was feeling paranoid, then if it was all being monitored, you would know it was an open book. Everybody could just look at everybody's stuff. Mama, I just forwarded it to you in a message on Facebook.
Okay, I'll look.
Well, teenagers don't look at things like that as long as they're not getting anything back from their parents. And the way this works is it doesn't listen to every word. Somehow it knows what keywords. It notices things, like I said, like if your child has 200 friends and they have one friend that none of the other 200 friends have, that sets off an alarm bell. You know, that lets them know, okay, this is something that needs to be followed up on and checked into a little bit more. you know, just,
I don't know
sense.
If this is the same one, but they have talked about it, like on Dr. Phil and things like that, being a good way. Like you say, you're not having to just point blank monitor everything because it
yeah.
is picking it out. Yeah. I don't know.
And they only send the alerts when there's things that needs to, and you can set what level you want your alerts to be at too. But
yeah.
there's some things that lets you know, like with the boy with the suicide, it gave them a red signal, like this is serious. You know, this is one you need to pay attention to. And as it turned out, you know, they were able to get help for their son who was contemplating suicide.
Is that on the internet or is it on the phone also?
Internet.
Well, it would be good to have it on the phone because all these children here in the trailer parks, they have, they text, you know, they use their phones a lot.
If they do the texting, like, through the smartphone system, it works the same as the internet, so it does show up through the cloud, and from what I can understand, they can monitor that. But, you know, just from what I understand, there's different types of text, and I don't understand what that is. Like, if you use internet, like, where you can send pictures with your text and things like that, then it goes in through the same type of system. So it makes it, you know,
because it is still the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Not me, because I have a dumb phone.
My mama has a smartphone, and whenever I call her, it shows my son's picture on there. And she keeps asking me, why did you set that up like that?
Why did you?
Billy is back. I thought Billy was calling me, so I called him back, and it went to Sarah. My phone is so smart that I can't figure out what it's doing. It has its own little... But I think when I get rich, when I grow up, I'm going to get me a different phone.
Well, I saw a demonstration the other day, and iPhone is one of those things that you pay for the name only. And the Android. I keep wanting to call it the robot. But anyway, the Android will do everything that the iPhone will do for a whole lot less money. And the thing is so cool about today, in this day and time, is that you can actually, like, say where you pay for internet at home and, you know, or you travel a lot and you want internet, they have these phones now that actually will send out a Wi-Fi signal where you can use it like a phone and use the internet off of it to send to your laptop. As a matter of fact, depending on which service you have, I think Verizon has one that powers 5 and Sprint has one that powers 8, up to 8 computers. That sends out a Wi-Fi signal, can operate off it. And then they also have these smart cards. It looks like a cell phone, but all it is something you can take with you, and it's like your personal internet you take with you wherever you go. It actually picks it up from the phone lines. And they're talking about this, how it's unreal how good these things work. So
I just truly don't understand why everybody needs to be so connected all the time.
Well, you used to have a brother that was a truck driver that had to try to stop sometimes 2 or 3 hours before he needed to because he tried to get a place where he could have a signal for a radio show.
Yeah, that's true. And Ashton loves his, but I sure don't need it. There's already enough Wi-Fi wherever I am, I guess. You know, that
well,
I don't, I'm not
coffee
out
shops
in
all
a situation
the time. Yeah.
Where I need to. What?
I say when you stay at the coffee shops all the time, yeah. Although we know better than that because we actually went to a coffee shop to try to have internet and didn't have any. Well, we have cut up and done things totally off the wall. And anybody that's got something they'd like to add or share or ask a question, please push 1 on your phone. We're actually getting down to the last minute of the show. It's hard to believe how much time goes by that fast. But we'd love to hear any suggestions you have or any comments for future shows. So just push 1 on your phone, and Starla will come in and say, by your last 4 numbers, you're on the air. Or, Starla, if you see someone on there that you would really like to pick on and just put on the air, you can go ahead and do that too.
Who would that be?
I don't know. You're the number queen. I have a hard time if it went for my cell phone. I couldn't call home. Well, she chuckled, but I guess she's not going.
Sister Kaiser, would you like to add anything?
Am I in the queue?
You are on.
You're
here.
In the queue.
All right. Well, I just was listening to everybody and everything, and I really connect with Rhonda Majoy about why does everybody have to, I mean, they walk around holding the phone, they walk around, they hold the phone, they got it in their pockets, they got it in their shirt pocket, in their hip pocket, and just, you know, oh my, we're so busy.
I think part of that has to do with the fact of how things are changing. I read something the other day where, believe it or not, all the big stores are complaining that the CDs section of their stores taking up space. People are not buying music CDs like they used to, and it's because of downloads from the Internet. And so get ready, because within the next 2 years, you will not be able to buy a music CD anymore. All music will be downloaded. So you will be either making your own CDs from your computer, or you won't have any. And,
I know,
things are just changing. We're going in, someone mentioned the other day that they went into a store, and back at the back of the store, they had a lot of things that weren't on their shelves anymore, just keeping the most popular items. But the things that you might want, you could still order from their warehouse, and it could either be shipped to that store for you to pick up later, or that you can be shipped directly to your house. I mean, we're going to the age of everything, you know, going to be purchased off the Internet. Real estate prices and everything like it is, the cost of labor, everyone's looking for a way to save money. And as, you know, I heard it said one time, we're going from a brick-and-order society to a click-and-order society. So whether we like it or not, that's where things are going. So, and with that being said, Blog Talk Mom says, please go to Amazon.com, check out the book, The Woolly Worm.
Right. Or order it directly from me.
Order directly from the Blog Talk Mom. Do you want to tell them how they can order directly from the Blog Talk Mom?
That's right. They can order. It's $16.95. $3 is usually the postage. And they can order it from Post Office Box 180081. And it's Richland, Mississippi. And I can't remember the zip code. So they'll just have to go to Facebook and ask Joy Bells.
You're making it way too complicated. If someone ordered a book direct from you, would you autograph it for them?
I would love to if they'll tell me how to spell their name. I was also thinking about, switching totally into another thing, but if everybody's going to be buying through the Internet and businesses will not have stock and they go out of business, and does that remind you of the Antichrist?
Well, it does make it real easy to understand the one world, you know, government and one world order and one monetary system and having to have a mark to buy and sell. I mean, it's definitely, you're going to make all that make a lot more sense.
Oh, it does.
Because look at it. If we go to an Internet, like you're saying, where everything's handled there and it crashes, I mean, maybe the savior that's going to be the Antichrist has a way to fix the system so that, you know, everyone can be able to get their food and cleaning supplies and all the things they need to buy. They'll be able to get them. You know, who knows?
Well, now you can get anything, almost everything, delivered free under certain, you know, if you go in with certain codes. For, you know, companies, I've noticed that with that Samaritan card. But anyway, it was just a thought to throw in there at the end. We could all think about.
You want everybody to sleep really good tonight, don't you?
That's right.
Well, we have killed and wasted an hour just being silly tonight and just kind of bring everybody up to date on how the show works. And we didn't really throw a lot of meat and potatoes out there to you tonight, but we enjoyed being here once again. Next week, we're going to work on having John Jubilee as our guest speaker on the show to kind of share his testimony and to give more information besides my trying to share what little bit I saw of it. And hopefully by then, I can persuade him to have charity love for me and give me the program for free, because he done made a comment that if I was going to work with him, that I had to slim up. So I don't know what in the world he's talking about, but I think I'm...
Take some before and after pictures, and that'll be fun.
No more yodeling.
That reminds me, that's my stomach growling. It's time to eat something. So, all right, well, God bless each and every one of you. We'll be back next week. Y'all have a good night.
Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye.